I know sometimes my thoughts get a little long and sometimes I ramble. And I know especially people listening, sometimes their attention span is really not very long, and sometimes my messages or my points get long into my rambling. So I'm going to repent and try to make my pastor's thoughts and even my messages a little shorter, with hopes that some of the things that I want to share, God's truth, is understood better or implanted seed into your spirit. So we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another, and that's what I try to do. I run across something interesting in John chapter 8, red letter edition. Jesus said, if, he was talking to the disciples, if God were your father, you would love me, because I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but he sent me. Why can't you understand what I'm saying? It's because you are unable to do so. For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you do love evil things that he does. He was a murderer from the beginning and has always hated the truth. There's no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. Which of you can truthfully accuse me of sin? And since I am telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? Anyone whose father is God listens gladly to the words of God. And since you don't, it proves that you aren't children of God. You know, the devil is a deceiver. And, you know, a couple of weeks now, I talked about, does the devil go to church and different things like that? And he does. We need to have spiritual understanding and discernment. And so I'm just going to let it go and let the Lord, let go and let God, as the thing says. But Jesus' teaching in the Bible, especially the red letter edition part, because he's speaking to us and the disciples. And Jesus told them that all scripture anticipated his coming, and specifically mentioned in the book of Psalms. We always think about the Psalm as a book of prophecy, and it is. Christ's words remind us that when we read the Psalms, we should reflect on how they might point us to him. After all, he is the good shepherd. You can find that in John 10 and Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But also the prophecy of everything that took place on the cross was in Psalm 22. It reveals that Jesus is our divine warrior who defeats the spiritual powers by his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and his promise coming again. So there is many ways to anticipate and understand the Psalms. Jesus, in fact, as in the Psalms, talked about the most important part when he was here, being the New Testament in the flesh, talked a lot about the Psalms. One of the Psalms that really just blesses me, and I have it on the wall as I come out of Judy's pantry, boom, it's right there in front of me, and it's Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." That's what we need to do. We need to be able to call upon the name of the God, but we need to be still and let his voice, his Holy Spirit, minister to us. And but sometimes the world will crowd out or try to take away and don't let the Spirit of God minister to us. And what did Jesus do when Satan was tempting him? "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God." And since we're God's children, I like to go a little further and say, "Don't tempt me, for it is written, you do not tempt God's children." It says the Satan is the father of lies. We don't want to be in that part of the family. We want to be over here in the good part of the family. So when situations arrive, and we just really do let be still and know that he is God, it allows us to take control and surrender our lives and our problems and give it to God. The Bible says in the Old Testament that when, well, I know, but we're a little bad at this person or that person. The vengeance is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. So give it to God and keep on keeping on. You will have the peace that passes all understanding. Well, I thank you for tuning in to my thoughts today. And we do have a lot of people that's on the prayer line and on the bulletin and different things. And, you know, we don't have to have an 800 number, or we don't have the preacher to pray for us, because we have access to God. But we do believe in intercession. So, Lord, hear our prayers as we pray for those that are listed on the prayer list and all of those people that need a touch from you. And we trust that the Holy Spirit will minister to them individually, and they would know that the body of Christ is praying a prayer of intercession and a prayer of agreement with them and for them. The disciples realized that when Jesus was here, that he was spending an awful lot of time by himself. It goes back to be still and know I'm God. And they said, what do you do when you go off there by yourself like that? And Jesus said, well, I'm talking to the Father. Talking to the Father. Can we do that? Sure. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Wow! For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. And have a wonderful day.